This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Hair and Care are hosting a webinar on the 18th of November on empowerment, inclusive beauty and fashion, and the power of self-care. It will feature their founder, Annika Fone, along with a panel of blind and partially sighted activists, influencers and industry professionals. We're joined today by Ami Douglas from Hair and Care to learn more. Hi Ami, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Nice to chat with you.
Yes, so this is a really exciting webinar. What can people expect?
Yes, so this webinar, like you mentioned, is going to be moderated by our founder, Annika Fone. And it will just be a conversation exploring empowerment, inclusive beauty and fashion, and the impact that self-care can have on people. It'll also circle into the workshops that we hold each month for blind and low vision women and girls. And we support them with hair care and building their self-esteem and confidence through the knowledge and control of their personal appearance. We'll also be exploring the behind the scenes of our Making Fashion Accessible initiative. This is where we work with fashion designers. And we've just finished a season this September. And the special guests that will be speaking in the webinar were actually all part of that and will be sharing their experiences.
And who will some of the guests be?
Yeah, so just like a little brief synopsis of each, starting with Katrin Pugh. She's a model and she advocates for representation for people with like visible disabilities. And yeah, her work highlights like the importance of confidence, self-expression, inclusion in beauty, fashion, well-being. We also have Tom Leslett. So he's a visually impaired hairstylist and is actually one of our lovely volunteers at the Hair and Care workshops. So he's got a very unique insight onto how sight loss sort of connects with confidence and self-esteem, specifically through hair and beauty. We have another speaker, Victoria Steffens. She's a brand strategist and her lived experience sort of highlights the value of designing with accessibility first, which is something that's really, really interesting and not always thought about when you think about like product design and branding. And we also have Berenice Magistretti, who's a writer, activist, and co-founder of Visible Voices. So she combines her journalistic and advocacy experience and brings insight into visibility and representation and how that shapes well-being and expression. And then last but not least, we have Poppy Levison. She's a blind disability activist that combines design expertise and activism to advocate for inclusive spaces, and she's currently the only blind architect in the UK, which makes her a unique voice in her field. So these are our five speakers for the Hair and Care webinar.
And what level of knowledge or experience in the beauty and fashion industry do people need to get something out of the session?
Yeah, so the webinar is very much open to all. There's like no specific level of knowledge about beauty or fashion that people need to have, or they don't even need to be involved in the industry. They may just have an interest in fashion and beauty. We just wanted to create an open conversation where, you know, people can sort of share their thoughts, hear from the speakers, and you know, learn a bit about accessibility and inclusion, what they can be doing and how they can get involved. Everyone is welcome to join and take part, and it doesn't matter whether you have experience or not. We'd love to have you there.
And people can submit their questions to panelists beforehand. How can they do that?
Yeah, that's right. So this is a sort of unique opportunity just to hear directly from speakers who bring so much knowledge and insight from their lived experience and expertise. So we wanted to give people an opportunity to sort of have their say and air their thoughts, you know, beforehand, ask the speakers a question or be able to shape the conversation a little bit. So to go about submitting a question, you can do so by following the link in our bio on socials, or if you can't attend but you still want to submit a question, you can just drop us a message on socials. That we do a lot of like links on our stories and things that you can go through, or you can literally drop us a DM or comment on a post.
And can you remind us of what time it's taking place, how people can join and how people can sign up?
So the webinar is taking place Tuesday the 18th of November at 5:30 p.m. and it will be hosted on Zoom, which will be given a link out sooner to the time. It's frequently available to find that link on our social platforms, on Instagram at Hair and Care Project. Or if you're having any issues, you can drop myself an email, which is comms@hairandcareproject, and I can share the link and lend any support if needed. But yeah, we're really looking forward to getting everyone in one conversation and hearing from everyone.
And alongside this upcoming webinar, what else is on the horizon at Hair & Care?
So I touched a little bit on the Making Fashion Accessible initiative that we just finished this season in September. And we've got upcoming inclusive shows that we'll be working with designers on in January, February time. We can't go into too much detail as of yet, but that's happening. So that's really exciting.
Well, thank you so much, Ami Douglas from Hair & Care, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It was lovely to be here and chatting with you. Thank you so much.